Last Tuesday night, just when I was heading to bed, my good friend Susan sent me a text message. Like me, Susan lives in St. Louis County, but unlike me up here in Minnesota, her St. Louis County is in Missouri, where for many years she's been active with the World Bird Sanctuary, helping with bird banding. Percentage-wise, very few banded birds of any species are ever reported again. The biggest rates of return tend to be in game species because so many ducks are harvested every year, and duck hunters are conscientious about reporting every banded bird that they shoot. But as owl banding stations have become better and better at catching saw-whets, and as more and more of these banding programs have started up, we're seeing more returns. Even with relatively few owls caught so far at the World Bird Sanctuary, their owl banding program has already had a few returns. In 2016, they recaptured one originally banded in Ontario, and one bird they banded in 2014 was recaptured this summer at Whitefish Point in Michigan. Susan messaged me on Tuesday night as soon as she got home from banding because at 8:30 they'd caught a female saw-whet who was already bearing a band. It used to take weeks to trace a band number via the Patuxent Bird Banding Lab, but thanks to the miracle of the internet, it now takes moments. Susan already knew that this individual had been banded on October 14th, 2014, up here in Duluth. This was the sixth owl they've caught this season. To make it fun and easy to keep the individuals straight, they give them informal names as well as band numbers. Like Hurricanes, the first bird caught gets a name that starts with A and they run through the alphabet. They're calling this one Frankie, for the granddaughter of Pat Luters, one of the banders. Amusingly, just as this little owl gives us a St. Louis County connection, she also gives us a Frankie connection because the bird banding lab sent confirmation that the bander who originally banded her is Frank Nicoletti, the research director for Hawk Ridge Bird Observatory. Most of the photos Susan sent me were taken by Pat Luters while banding coordinator Linda Tossing held Frankie. One shows Frankie's spread wing looking fluorescent pink. That photo was taken under the illumination of a black light. Why is it pink? One of the pigments in a saw-whet owl's feathers is porphyrin, a pigment our eyes can't see without help because it's visible only at the ultraviolet end of the spectrum. Fresh new saw-whet feathers are rich in porphyrin, showing up to our eyes as a brilliant pink under a black light. Owls don't molt all their flight feathers every year, but rather molt a few each year in a predictable pattern. So bird banders can distinguish which feathers are fresh and which are at least a year old by how dull they are or, under black lights, by the pink color. Some of the primary and secondary wing feathers glow bright pink, and some don't show much or any pink at all. In 2014, Frank Nicoletti used Frankie's molt stage to determine that she'd hatched in 2013. That makes her 4 years old now. Little by little, these banding returns give us more and more information about how long birds live and what their seasonal and geographic migration patterns are. Owls don't have access to black lights, but it's hard to imagine that they produce a pigment that they themselves can't see, especially since we already know that a lot of birds see ultraviolet wavelengths. My guess is that the owls probably use the intensity of the pigment to select the best potential mates. How would that help? Because the pigment degrades fastest when exposed to sunlight, the individuals most skilled at finding and defending daytime roosts would retain the most pigment. And who knows, saw-whets may also use molt patterns the way bird banders do to figure out how old a potential mate is. For most birds, the older a potential mate, the better, because older birds have more experience and proven survival skills. We humans apparently know this intuitively. Why else would the expression be wise old owl rather than wise young owl? I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.